St. Finian's Magazine, July and August 2025. Dear friends, as our summer magazine goes to print, there is much concern about the violence on our streets in recent days. The concerns expressed about serious sexual assault in Ballymena have spilt over into attacks on ethnic minorities, foreign nationals, refugees and asylum seekers. Large numbers of police have been injured, people's homes have been attacked, as have hostels and other centres where asylum seekers are being accommodated. It's an extremely worrying situation as we think of all those people we interact with daily in our hospitals, nursing homes, and cafes and restaurants. We think of all that they contribute to this country, and it is deplorable to see them being targeted in this way. Ballymena, Larne and Portadown have been the focal points of the violence in recent days, and we pray for our politicians and police and clergy and community leaders to be wise and measured as they seek to restore calm and defuse these ugly tensions which bring great shame to our land. In the midst of all that is nasty and horrible about these attacks, we see local people also trying to protect their friends and neighbours who come from other countries and are feeling very vulnerable and frightened at this time. The world as a whole seems quite unstable, with the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran, as well as the war in Gaza. We see too the volatile atmosphere in Los Angeles as protests take place over immigration raids and tensions are high. The war in Ukraine and Russia rumbles on with a steady loss of life and broken lives. Sometimes as Christians we find it hard to know how best to respond to these big global events that are outside our control. Or as we think about the civil unrest on our streets, we wonder what to do. I try to think of helpful first responses to all that is going on, and my first suggestion is a call to prayer. Let's pray for those who are caught up in these situations and have nowhere else to go. We think of families who are terrified for their safety, who just want to get on with their work and live in peace. Let's pray for those who were the victims of sexual assault, for healing from their injuries and trauma. Let's pray for the police, for the international leaders and community leaders who have the power to escalate or defuse situations through their words and actions. May they be given great wisdom and courage and an overriding concern for the peace and safety of all people. Secondly, let's try to be as well informed as we can about what's going on. Sometimes we are lazy in reading sensational headlines or social media posts without checking the truth of the opinions expressed. Let's reach out to those we think might be affected by all that's going on. Maybe we have friends or neighbours who have come from overseas. Maybe they have fled from war situations in their home place and are now finding themselves feeling isolated and alone. Let's check in on those we might know and do what we can to extend friendship and reassurance. As the school summer holidays begin, we take this opportunity to congratulate all who have navigated their way through demanding exams and are looking forward to the summer. We wish people well who might be looking forward to a holiday or some time away. I always encourage people to check out the local church wherever you go. Your presence can bring great encouragement to small congregations scattered in various places. And it's always refreshing and interesting to see things done in a different way. We are looking forward to a very special concert on Wednesday, the 2nd of July at 7:30 p.m. as we welcome the choir of Wadham College, Oxford, who will be singing in the church as part of their Northern Ireland tour. There will be a retiring collection to go towards the choir's expenses for the tour. We look forward to seeing Eva Hayward back on home territory with her colleagues in the choir. We also look forward to getting to know our new curate, the Reverend Dr. Ryan Hawke, over the summer and pray that he and his wife and family will settle in quickly and feel very much at home here. You will also find details in this month's magazine about the Bishop's Bible Week, which will take place in Holywood Parish Church from the 26th to the 29th of August. It's always a special week to encourage us as we prepare for another season of church activities. We are in the process of planning some special events for September as part of our initiative to reach out to our local community. We are looking in particular at the weekend around the 7th of September, and we hope to have more details in the September magazine. At this point, we want to wish everyone a really good summer, and we hope you do get the chance to take some rest at some point over these months. With very best wishes, Jonathan Price, Rector, telephone 02890 793 822. Choir visit from Wadham College, Oxford. We are delighted to welcome the choir from Wadham College, Oxford for a special concert in the church on Wednesday, the 2nd of July at 7:30 p.m. It's a great privilege to host such a special evening, and we look forward to welcoming back Eva Hayward to her home church. There will be a retiring collection to cover the choir's expenses as they tour Northern Ireland. Put the date in your diary. Bishop's Bible Week. This year's speaker is Colin Smith, a pastor and speaker and author. He is the president of Open the Bible, a daily Bible broadcast, and pastor emeritus of the Orchard Church in Northwest Chicago. Colin is originally from Scotland and will be taking as his theme, Learn the Art of Contentment, as he shares Bible teachings from Tuesday the 26th of August to Friday the 29th of August, each evening at 7:45 in Holywood Parish Church. There will be worship and prayer ministry available at each of these special evenings. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will continue at 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings throughout the summer. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinian@btconnect.com. zoomtostfinian@btconnect.com or contact the rector. From the registers, Christian burial, 12th June, John McGookin. Holy Communion, Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick will not be taking place during the summer months. Services will resume again on Wednesday, 3rd of September. Sunday School. The Sunday School will not be meeting during July and August. We hope all the children and Sunday School teachers enjoy the break. Sunday School will be back as usual in September. Messy Church. Hello everyone. We hope you're all well. I wonder, will that lovely sun come back to shine on us soon? Our messy church before the summer break was very well attended and we had great fun. John, who opened our afternoon reminding us of the incredible value that the kingdom of heaven holds for us and how we are made in the image of God. We are beloved of him and we are precious in his sight. John impressed upon us that our faith is of such great value, and it is important to keep our eyes, ears, and heart open to discover more and more of God and His love every single day. We played a fun game of hide and seek that really helped us understand God's great love and care for us. We then painted and decorated lovely shells, made fun clam pegs and quirky stickers. We iced biscuits with pearls and sprinkles. We painted and decorated our very own treasure chests and filled them with all sorts of goodies inside. Our parachute game had a treasure incentive too. As the parachute was lifted high up into the air, one nominated child had to charge underneath, retrieve the treasure, and bring it back safely to their standing point without being caught by the descending chute. Supper and chatter was enjoyed by adults and children alike. We spoke of our next meeting, which will be in touch and will be in touch soon to arrange a suitable day. May we hold fast to that great treasure found in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as we seek to share our joy with as many as we can, as often as we can, and in whatever way we can. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then, in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Matthew 13:44. Thank you, Alison, and the dedicated Messy Church team for all your hard work and effort year in and out. Happy, healthy summertime, and God bless you all, the Messy Church team. Mother's Union. Hello, everyone. It's hard to believe the summer holidays are here again. The months seem to be flying by. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm always looking ahead to the next thing, family gatherings, a breakaway, planning meetings, and so on. I was just wondering, am I missing the big thing, the most important thing altogether? That is to live fully in the moment, hour, or day that I'm presently in. Here's a verse I keep coming back to and have to relearn the meaning of. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. Of course we have to plan, but not to the extent we rush over the day we've been given and hurry on by unheeding the opportunities we have to make a difference here and now. On Thursday, 15th of May, we took a group of some of our indoor and senior members to St. Ignatius Carriduff for the annual afternoon tea party. There was a moving Holy Communion service to start, Bishop Ken Clark preaching a memorable sermon on finishing well in the Christian life. We then sat down to enjoy lovely refreshments and ended with community singing. To mark the 80th anniversary of VE Day on the 8th of May, a commemorative VE Gospel of St. John was distributed. The Mothers Union are starting a new initiative in the parish. See a separate article by Liz Walker. There are many Bible verses to spur us on this new venture, such as, therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Galatians 6:10. Have a great summer, and we look forward to meeting up in the autumn. Please note, a new date is being arranged for our outing to the Livingstone Centre in Killinchy, possibly the 13th or the 20th of September. If you wish to go, please contact Liz or myself or speak to any of our committee members. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, 07596075081. Liz Walker, Branch Leader, 07774 0491 617 4619. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayers, July 2025. 1st of July, Eastern Zambia, Mombasa, Kenya, Guadalajara and Kiti West, Nigeria, Leicester, England, Timotu in the Solomon Islands. 2nd to 4th of July, Renk, South Sudan, Sangugu, Rwanda, Ochukwu, Ohafia and Ilochi, Nigeria, St Andrews and Dunkelk and Dunblane, Scotland, and Sitaway, Myanmar. 6th to the 8th of July, Wad Madani, Sudan, Kondoa, Tanzania, Kuru and Remo, Nigeria, Montreal in Canada, Windward Islands, St. Lucia, Grenada, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. 9th to 11th of July, El Obeid, Sudan, Batari, Kenya, Nui, Nigeria, London, England, Washington, Massachusetts, Long Island, Florida, Diocese of the Living Word in USA. 13th to the 15th of July, Toliara, Madagascar, Mabili, Uganda, Saria and Ndokwa, Nigeria, Rochester, England, and Chattisgarh, India. 16th to the 18th of July, Lake Malawi, Bayumba, Rwanda, Jalingo, Nigeria, St. Edmunds Bay and Ipswich, England, and Lucknow, India. 20th to 22nd of July, Gitega, Burundi, Maraga, South, and Mabiri, Kenya, Nugu North, Nigeria, Tonga, and Diocese of Polynesia and Jaffna, Diocese of Church of South India. 23rd to 25th of July, George, South Africa, Bungoma, Kenya, Western Tanganyika, Tanzania, Aidito, Nigeria, Sodor and Isle of Man, and Toronto, Canada. 27th, 29th of July, Northern Zambia, Mopomo, Tanzania, Kuzua and Osun, Nigeria, Sydney, Australia, and Reala Sima, India. 30th to 31st of July, Bogar, Democratic Republic of Congo, Manicaland, Zimbabwe, Tanga, Tanzania, Ogoni, Nigeria, Carlisle, England, Melbourne, Australia. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayers, August 2025. 1st of August, Boga, Democratic Republic of Congo, Manicaland, Zimbabwe, Tanga, Tanzania, Ogoni, Nigeria, Carlisle, England, and Melbourne, Australia. 3rd to the 5th of August, Juba, South Sudan, Kitale, Kenya, Mina and Lagos, Nigeria, Murray, Rothenkinness, Scotland, and Majuri Ramand, India. 6th to 8th of August, Northern Malawi, Eldoret, Kenya, Ngbo and Akure, Nigeria, Northwest Australia, and Ipo Rongo, Guyana. 10th to the 12th of August, Nyasa, Mozambique, Masindi, Katara, Uganda, Langtang and Esan, Nigeria, North Queensland, Australia, and Kolhapur, India. 13th to 15th of August, Natal, South Africa, Kajiado, Kenya, Kigwe, and Western Azon, Nigeria, Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, Canada, Tungo in Myanmar. 17th, 19th of August, Kasai, Democratic Republic of Congo, Cher, Rwanda, Ijumaa and Egba, West Nigeria, Liverpool, England, and Sambalpur, India. 20th, 22nd of August, Central Zimbabwe, Lango, Uganda, Kebbi, Nigeria, Tamale, Ghana, Sheffield, England, and Guadalcanal, Solomon Islands. 24th to 26th of August, Saldanha Bay, South Africa, Karamoja, Uganda, Udi and Etsako, Nigeria, Wellington, New Zealand, and Yangon in Myanmar. 27th to 29th of August, Matabeleland, Zimbabwe, Mount Kenya, Central Kenya, Niger West, Nigeria, Wangaratta, Australia, Clogher, All Ireland, and Haipanan, Myanmar. 31st of August, Harare, Zimbabwe, Machakos, Kenya, Ogore, Congo, and Ekiteki, Nigeria, Southwark, England, and Pobani in India. Mothers Union Barnabas Project. One of the many things that the Mothers Union do at a diocesan level is to undertake programs on a worldwide basis. Recent projects have involved helping Mothers Union projects in Africa to provide on-the-ground support to communities. We have made money available for local Mothers Union members to buy really big cooking pots to provide a daily meal for families, schools, hospitals, and even prisons, as poorer communities have a rich culture of sharing what they have. Another project was as a result of our festival service last year, when we were able to provide mosquito nets for newborn babies. The mothers were able to take them home and use them to protect their other children too. It's amazing how far our money goes in alleviating hardship in communities on the other side of the world. Our festival service collection this year went to support the Bishop's Ordnance Fund, another worthy cause closer to home. When our trustees met in the spring to consider an overseas project for the coming months, we decided to support the Barnabas Project. This is a long-established organisation based in Drumbo, which collects dried goods and ships them to Christian communities in food poverty. At the moment, they are shipping to Lebanon, and so our branches are being asked to collect these dried goods to be shipped out when they have a container of 98 boxes. This is an ongoing project, and so no supplies are left in the warehouse for too long a period of time. The St Finian's Committee would love to offer this opportunity to collect these supplies to the whole congregation, and so we plan to leave a large box at the back of the church during the summer for people to donate to. The goods required are as follows: chickpeas, dried beans, lentils, peas, rice, sugar, salt. As these items tend to come in 1 or 2 kilo packs, they are easy to pack in boxes that the Barnabas Project provides. Over the summer, it would be great if you could buy a couple of these items when you're shopping and pump them into the container at the back of the church on Sunday. St Finian's people are known for their generosity, and so a very heartfelt thank you in advance. Liz Walker, Branch Leader. Services for July. Sunday 6th, the third Sunday after Trinity. 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday 13th, fourth Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday 20th, fifth Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday 27th, sixth Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Creche. A creche is now available during 11 a.m. services. Feel free to leave your children over to the Houston Hall at any point before or during the service. Services for August. Sunday 3rd of August, 7th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service, Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday 10th, 8th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday 17th, 9th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday 24th of August, 10th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday 31st of August, the 11th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Service of Wholeness and Healing, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Craigie Crafters. Craigie Crafters is finished for the summer. Anyone who is free on a Tuesday morning over the summer is welcome to meet up in Hillmount Garden Centre at 11 a.m. for coffee and a chat. Crafters will recommence on Tuesday, 16th of September. Janet Johnson, 077-11-88-5203. Divine Healing Ministry Service. The Divine Healing Ministry Service will not be held in July and August. Services will resume again in September. Norman Sleater. Change of personal details. Have you moved address recently? Changed your phone number, email address? If so, could you please pass on the new details to Linda in the church office? This will ensure that your records can be kept up to date. Thank you. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule of works for both buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as work morning. Duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next dates are Saturday the 26th of July and Saturday the 30th of August. See you then. Jim Hawkey, Glebe Warden. We are now at the time of year when regular grass cutting is needed in the church grounds. We presently have need of volunteers to operate our ride-on lawnmower in order to keep the grounds in good order. If you're interested in helping the church in this activity, please contact Jim Hawkey, Glebe Warden, on 07-8503-89831. Your assistance would be greatly appreciated. Boys Brigade. The BB rounded off a busy 24-25 session with a fun day at the Ganaway Activity Centre. On a gloriously sunny day, the boys experienced time on the challenging indoor climbing wall and then had fun on the zip wire. Re-energised by lunch, They faced the obstacles of the assault course in a competitive exercise with the boys of the 17th Belfast Company, who shared the activity with us. After a physically demanding day, the boys completed their time with an activity on the low wires, which required thought, stamina, and coordination. Everyone had a thoroughly enjoyable time, and our thanks go to the Ganaway instructors and catering staff for their contribution to the success of the day. Officers and boys of all three sections of the company are now having a well-deserved summer break and are looking forward to the start of the 25-26 season in the week beginning Monday, 8th of September. Flower donation rota. July 6th, Mrs. H. Leckie. 13th, Mrs. P. Moore. 20th, Lyons family. 27th, Mrs. E. Walker. August 3rd, Mrs. M. Downey. 10th, Mrs. L. Heatley. 17th, Mrs. C. Bell. 24th, Mrs. H. Arnold. 31st, C. Family. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 0751 394 7504. Email robsmill24@gmail.com. robsmill24@gmail.com. St Finian's History Project, 1932 to 2032. To celebrate 100 years of St Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events and changes in the parish to publish in future church magazines. Do you have photographs from over the years, old church magazines, any material for display purposes, information about church organisations or anything else that might be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you would like to write a paragraph or two of around 250 to 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to stfinians100years@outlook.com. That is stfinians 100years@outlook.com. We would be grateful for any contributions to be submitted in Word document format for ease of editing. If you're aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we'd be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to Barbara Carlyle for providing the 7th article in this history series, sharing her memories of volunteering with Fields of Life in 2003. In the late 1990s, a parishioner of St Finian's shared with us the wonderful work of a group of men from Kilkeel who were involved in a building project in Uganda in an area known as the Killing Fields and now named Fields of Life. David Charlton was praying and had a vision of a little African boy in a yellow t-shirt with his arms outstretched. David phoned the Reverend Trevor Stevenson, who was in Uganda, and he was able to tell David that they had been praying for people to come and build a school. We in St Finian started to support the project, and every year in January, a group of men would go for 3 weeks to use whatever skills they had. I always yearned to go, but was told the trip wasn't suitable for women. In 2003, I inquired again and was accepted as the first woman and was joined by another woman from Kilkeel. She was helping with the building work and I was the nurse. It was the most amazing experience and I was Peter Rankin's sidekick in the kitchen. I had only one major incident when one of the men fell and badly fractured his ankle and I accompanied him to hospital. This was an experience considering what I had left behind and showed me how privileged we are with our healthcare and education. We in St Finian's continue to support fields of life. The lovely people I met in Africa were so materially poor, but so spiritually rich. St Finian's Pilates, Pilates across the pond. In last month's article, I mentioned my upcoming trip to America. And now that I'm safely back on this side of the pond, I thought it might be useful to reflect on my experience of going to classes there. As I have explained in previous posts, the classes in St Finian's are based on the classical mat Pilates exercises, but with a strong focus on alignment of the spine, proper breathing and core engagement, and using body weight as the main resistance to develop strength and stability. This method doesn't use exercise accessories such as the Pilates rings, spring devices and weights, but will occasionally use exercise bands to either assist the performance of a movement or to add a small degree of resistance. I decided to attend a couple of classes at a local leisure centre in Atlanta, Georgia, near where I was staying, and it definitely was an interesting experience. Firstly, everyone was guided towards the equipment boxes at the back of the class to collect their rings and weights and dumbbells. Then we had a warm-up workout that consisted of a series of step movements and twists that would have done justice to an aerobic session. Having done that, I was surprised that the normal setup and cues, which I often refer to as ABC, alignment, breathing, core centering, weren't mentioned, but rather we were encouraged to roll the shoulders and grow taller. Once we got down to the exercises themselves, there were a few fundamental differences, most markedly with the use of weights during movements such as spine curls, shoulder bridge, holding some balance poses for long periods, and much more intense and rapid exercise movements. I would compare this to the focus in my class at St Finian's, which is on slow, controlled, full movements carried out with the focus on core engagement and neutral spine alignment. I have to say that I found it difficult to figure out how to reconcile these differences, but the classes I attended seemed to be along the lines of a form of Pilates called Power Pilates, which does contain most of these elements. It was quite an eye-opener to do this, and it's always good to try something different. But I think I would always prefer to go for the classical version, and I would hope that most people would do likewise. Enough of that then. It's good to be back and hopefully see everyone on a Wednesday night as usual. In the meantime, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome and a small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you would like to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, by phone 07941368546 or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Samaritan's Purse 2025 Shoebox Appeal. Hello everyone. We know that November is a little while off yet, but we just want to take the opportunity to remind everyone that Shoebox Appeal will be starting again in the autumn in St Finian's. Will you help us achieve our target of over 100 shoeboxes? Janet had a lovely idea of the Craigie Crafting Group making little bags for each shoebox. Isn't this a wonderful thing, friends? If anyone else has any other suggestions, please do not hesitate to share these with us. Over the summertime, we would be keeping our eyes peeled for little items that the boys and girls would have pleasure in finding in their boxes. The age groups are 2 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, and 10 to 14 years. Items such as dolls, blow-up balls, wristwatches, pumps, musical instruments, yo-yos, pants, vests, clothing items, flip-flops, crayons, notebooks, rubbers, pencils, combs, toothbrushes, washcloths, fun stickers, plastic eating utensils, hats, hair accessories, Play-Doh, colouring books, small action figures, frisbees, skipping ropes, cars, Lego, and interactive toys are some ideas to consider. During a time when there is great financial pressure on so many, very many, thank you so much for your generosity and thought for these children less fortunate than ourselves in very many parts of the world. The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Matthew 25:40. Love and God bless you all. Mark and Charmaine. Contact details. Rector, telephone 028 9079 3822. Church office, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 028 9079 2793. Email office.craigie@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 028 90 792 793 or email office.craigie@downanglican.org. Magazine. Please send articles for inclusion in the September magazine to office.craigie@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office 028 90 792793 by 12 noon on Tuesday, 5th of August. Don't forget to check out the church website www.stfinians.org or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians.